Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when you get a chance to visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, and former dean of the business school at Temple University, and one of the most respected economists in the country, especially, and he is the apex guy. He's the alpha member of all small business economists. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And folks, he is the purveyor, the founder of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, which he's been doing now for, and I'm happy to say, more than 40 years. We celebrated his 40th anniversary when he was here last month, and it is the gold standard, folks. All indexes bow to his index, which he's been doing all these years. He's got so much great information, and we're the happy recipients of the report every week. Bill, it's not the overall index didn't turn out too good, did it?
No, it didn't, but there's no surprise, right? I mean, we had September, of course, was not a great number, and it didn't really go anywhere. And
then, even though third quarter was up a little bit, wasn't it?
Well, the measure for GDP growth was. It was an unexpected 2.8% growth, which is still below our trend growth. Trend growth before 2007. I'm sure trend growth was a lot lower now, but since we've had five bad years here. But it's still not a great number. So it sounded really good. The problem was that most of that was driven by things that don't create a lot of jobs and are kind of temporary. For example, inventory build was really big. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, GDP counts the final goods and services that we make. But you know, you could make a car and not sell it. But you know, but people got paid to make a car, right? So we temporarily put that in inventory, and then when we sell the car, we take it back out.
Right.
So inventory is a customer, if you will. It receives all the stuff that we made but didn't actually sell to a consumer somewhere. So inventory build was huge, which means we made a lot of stuff that we didn't sell, and, of course, that means that this quarter we won't make as much stuff because we have a lot of inventory. And that showed up in the NFIB survey, a lot of dissatisfaction.
So the third quarter cannibalized, you're saying the third quarter kind of cannibalized the fourth quarter.
Right. The other good piece, and there's nothing wrong with this, but just keep in mind what was going on. We had a big export number. Now that's really nice. That's manufactured goods mostly. We export it, and that means it's going well. But from the jobs point of view, you know, we don't get a lot of jobs making manufactured goods.
Right.
And so that's fine as long as our global customers keep buying stuff from us. No complaint there. Just have to understand that it didn't do much for the domestic economy.
Right.
So then we go down to consumer spending. It grew less than 1%.
That was the thing I was about to ask
you. That's a killer, right?
Didn't consumers put the kibosh on October?
They did. You know, just didn't happen.
And how much of that do you attribute to Obamacare?
Well, you know, I really, as an empirical economist, I probably can't do a lot of quantifying of that, but obviously...
Where's the fun in that?
You know,
Where's the fun in that, Bill? Where's the fun in
you
that?
Know, maybe we'll, I'm sure we'll give it a try, but obviously if you look at the University of Michigan index of, the Reuters index of consumer sentiment, of course, it fell in October by a fairly good shot, so it's way, way down, way, way low. If you look at the fact that only 9% of the consumers that Michigan surveyed said that government policy is good, only 9, and, you know, half of them say it's bad, and the rest of them say it's fair, mm-hmm. whatever that. I'd like to meet the 9% who think it's good.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to know what they have to say. Well, that's,
right,
that's
exactly.
Paul Krugman. Paul Krugman's got a little club up there in Princeton that
they think it's still good. Huh?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so consumers were not happy, and they didn't spend money, and of course, everything's up in the air. It's, again, uncertainty is the worst thing. You know, even if you don't like rules right. or like Obama, if you know what they are, then you can begin to work with them and work around
and make the adjustments. Sadly, it doesn't make me happy to report this or to make this commentary, but it's sad to say, but it is the truth. We're fully halfway into a lost decade.
Yeah, we are now. The economy. We definitely are. Yeah.
Like on the Japanese scale, that's where we are, folks, right now. 2022. We're going to be right back with Bill Dunkelberg. We're going to get into some of the specific elements of his index after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.